Hello and welcome back to The Spells We Tell Ourselves. So I know I just did the intro and I talked a little bit about my journey and what made me want to do this. But I really wanted to talk about the importance of mindset before embarking on projects like this. Background. Like I said in the first intro, I work in public health, and that is where my experience has really come from. I have a master's degree in public health. I'm a certified health educator and all of these things. So about, 2 years ago at this point, right in the summer of 2020, so like the height of COVID and all that, I lost my job to no fault of my own. It wasn't even really COVID's fault. It was just the nonprofit I was working for no longer wanted to keep the grant contract. And I can't really blame them, because like the fiscal agent that they were working with wasn't paying them in a timely manner. So the nonprofit that I was working for just like, they were shelling out all of this money, not really getting reimbursed, and my salary was more than what the grant was worth. So with all of the struggles that the nonprofit was facing in COVID, they just decided they didn't want to re-sign my grant, which was a huge bummer. And so this is where I think COVID came into play. They had tried to find another organization in the same area that I was working to take on this contract so the work can continue and I could keep my job. I think that had it not been COVID times, they would have been able to find a place, but like everywhere was under a hiring freeze. Everywhere was not taking on new grants or not taking on new contracts or this, that, and the other thing. So I unfortunately lost my job and was then on unemployment for several months. So at this time, I started really leaning into being a yoga teacher. I had already been a yoga teacher for a while. However, at the beginning of COVID, I also had my baby. So I was a new mom. I had this little 6-month-old. I had just lost my job. I was on unemployment, and the yoga studio that I had been working at closed down due to COVID reasons, because like everywhere was shut down, right? So I started to get more into the digital sphere. So I'm a military spouse for starters. And because of that, my partner's work schedule is nutso. It is all over the place. Even if I had wanted to go into a different studio, I probably wouldn't have been able to due to childcare reasons. So I wouldn't have been able to like have an evening class twice a week or something like that, because who was going to watch our kid? And I couldn't give any yoga studio a consistent schedule because of my partner's schedule and childcare. So I was like, okay, well, online it is, right? So I started really leaning into the yoga account that I was already working on Instagram. I started really getting into doing more like tarot polls for people on my yoga account, and I started really going for it. But my mindset at the time was like, you know, you have a master's degree in this. You can't do yoga teacher full-time. You can't do content creation full-time. You can't do all of these things full-time because you have the education in this. So like you have to use it. And I'm wondering if maybe that is a millennial thing, and it's just kind of like you're put on this conveyor belt all through childhood and all through school and all through college and all of these things, where it's like, okay, you do well in high school, then you get into a good college. You do well in college, then you get a good internship. You get a good internship, you get into a good job. And that is just what you do. And you move jobs every 3 to 5 years so that way you can keep up with salary and blah, blah, blah. You just check the boxes. And that's the narrative that I told myself when I lost my job. It was just like, no, yoga's a hobby. Can't be your full-time job. And even though I was doing these things and kind of like half-heartedly getting more into growing my business, I didn't really start truly going through for it until maybe 3 months ago, where I finally registered myself as an actual trade name in the state that I live in. I actually decided, like, no, I want to do this. I no longer want to work for somebody else. And I can't even tell you where my mindset shift came from. All I know is I went from looking at jobs with the CDC and all of these governmental organizations and looking at PhD programs and looking at all of these educational opportunities and furthering my career that was making me miserable. I don't like where I'm currently working, and that's not to say I don't love what I do, because I do love what I do. I do love talking about health promotion, and I will gladly talk about health promotion and disease prevention until I'm blue in the face, because I do think it is important. But I'm sick of working for someone else. I'm sick of working for somebody who doesn't care that I'm going through something. I'm sick of working for somebody who doesn't see me as a person, or who wants me to stay late, or wants me to work at 9 o'clock at night to check my emails after my child goes to sleep. Or, you know, all of these things where it's just kind of like, God forbid I get into a car accident and something really bad happens to me. If I can't go back to work, then my position is going to be listed on the website within 30 days. Realistically, that is what working for somebody else is looking like these days. And I'm not trying to push everybody to go and be their own boss and start their own business, because I don't think that's necessarily the answer. I think that in our country, we just don't value people's personal lives, and we don't value the mental health that somebody needs in order to be a productive employee. And I am working for an organization that just doesn't value me as a human. And I want to have this extra time to be able to be present with my daughter and be happy with what I do for work. So eventually, when I got to this point of I finally registered for a business name, it's just like, great. So what do we do with this? And I had been previously doing a witchcraft and yoga series where I talk to people over a 4-week web series about adding different elements of witchcraft into a yoga practice. And it's super fun. It's something I really enjoy, and it's something that I'm going to keep doing, but maybe just like once or twice a year at this point. So it's like herbology and yoga and tarot and yoga and astrology and yoga and crystals and yoga. And they're all like really fun things that I truly believe in. And I love it. But then I had a student ask me, like, okay, so what's next? What else do you do? And it got me to this point of like, huh, what else do I do? What a fantastic question. I'm so glad you asked. And now I guess I'm trying to figure that out. So I started the idea of, well, what if I do mindset coaching? Because I changed my own mindset. I decided that I no longer want to work for somebody else, and I no longer want to work for a company that doesn't value me as a human being. Why not help other people's mindsets so that way they can be the best versions of themselves? Because like all this has made me a better version of myself. Ever since I finally decided, like, yeah, I'm going to do mindset coaching. I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. I'm going to write my own book. I'm going to write blah, blah, blah. I'm going to start a podcast. I'm going to really go for it. And this is what we're going to do. And ever since I made that choice, I have been feeling like my life is in flow and things are where they should be. And I am doing finally what I'm supposed to be doing. But, and there's a but here. So I'm recording this on August 23rd. 2 weeks ago, well, almost 2 weeks ago, I broke my finger, and in probably the most stupid way imaginable. And whenever I talk about it, it sounds dumb and it sounds ridiculous. So where I live close to some trails where I like to take my two dogs on a walk. And I've done it by myself, no problem. For, I don't even know how many times, but for whatever reason, 2 weeks ago, my 50-pound, overly friendly pit bull decided, oh, there are other dogs on the trail. I want to go see those other dogs, and I need to go now. Now, my pit bull does great with other dogs. Like, she loves them. She likes to play. My other dog, my beagle, on the other hand, is a little selective of who his dog friends are. So normally when I see other dogs on the trail, I like pull them off to the side and I distract them with treats, let the other dogs go, and then we can continue on our merry way. And normally this works really well. Did not work 2 weeks ago. So my crazy, stupid, lovely pit bull goes over to these two other dogs who are not about it. And as the leash is leaving my hand because I did not have a good enough grip on it, my finger gets caught and it breaks. I don't even know how this is possible, but I talked to the person at urgent care and apparently this is fairly common. So that happened. And then I went to my follow-up appointment with the osteo doctor and they were like, yeah, so this wasn't really set the best way and the bone is shortened now, so we have to do surgeries to help get it back into place correctly and put pins in it and that way it heals right, so that way you can actually use your hand. And I left that follow-up appointment, actually a week ago today, feeling like, this is so stupid. How did this happen? I was also frustrated from the standpoint of, I finally feel like my life is in flow. I just bought new business cards that actually say like, yeah, mindset coach. And I was so happy and so ready. And I had just been feeling like I was on the correct track. And then I break my finger. And it's just like, okay, so what is a yoga teacher supposed to do with one working hand? But like, I'm not letting it stop me at this point. I have hit that mindset groove of, this is what we are doing and we are going for it. One hand or not, we are going for it. Because in like a month, 2 months, my hand is going to be all better. I'm going to be able to resume my normal practice. And for right now, I can at least coach my students using my voice during a yoga practice, right? I don't need to demonstrate every pose with my students because the majority of them have already been practicing yoga for a while. And therefore, they already know how to move and they at least have some basic working knowledge. So maybe if I just change my flows a little bit to make it a little more one hand friendly, I'll be able to participate. And whatever poses I can't do, then I can just talk them through it. And it was like a whole nother mindset shift of, one hand or not, you can still do this. You can still be a yoga teacher. You can still do the things that you want to do. This is just a little hurdle. So it's like I finally decided to do this. And with that mindset shift, I became something of like, I am not going to let anything stop me to do this. I am finally going for it. And yeah, it's going to be a rough couple of months. That is fine. Because which would I rather have? 2 months of editing my normal flows and doing variations of poses, or potentially delay my goal of working fully for myself within the next year? Which one is worse? Continue working at a job that I don't like and fighting for in a job market where I am constantly overlooked for one reason or another, and usually they're not very good reasons. And I can continue to do this, but it hasn't been working. Or I can just decide to not let anything stop me from reaching what I am supposed to do. So that is my Mindset Matters contribution of, if you decide that you are not going to let things stand in your way, then you can find a way to make the situation a little bit more manageable for your current limitations. And again, like I said in the first episode, this doesn't work in all situations, but the majority of situations, you can find a way to make something more manageable, like doing pose variations so that way you can do it one-handed, as opposed to staying in the current situation that is making you miserable. So, I also want to point out that I am recording this right before the new moon, and we also just hit Virgo season, so I probably have a little bit of that Virgo energy, earth sign work ethic coursing through me right now, since I am also an earth sign, so I kind of feel like I'm in my natural habitat. So making plans and going for things is just what's going to happen in Virgo season. And we're still feeling that little bit of the ending Leo season fire to have that confidence to go for it anyway. So, I mean, I truly think that now is such a good time to just go for new opportunities and go for the things that make us happy. And I hope that you at least got a little bit of a good laugh of, oh, look at this dum-dum who broke her finger walking her dogs. Like, who does that? The answer is me, apparently. I do that. So, yeah. Just goes to show that if you put your mind to it, you really can accomplish great things. And I am so excited and so happy that I'm doing this anyway. And I was recently on somebody else's podcast talking a little bit about the whole mindset thing. And we were talking about misconceptions of the spiritual community of, like, all these people saying, oh, you have to meditate for 3 hours and you have to do this, you have to do that, and this is how you manifest. And it's like these ridiculously long drawn out process. And it's like, that's not how I manifest. I manifest in much simpler ways. It's like a 3-step process and that is it. There is no complication. But all this to say, the true message that we came up with when we were talking to in that podcast, which shout out to The End in Mind. Caitlin is truly awesome. She's a business coach, and that is her business podcast that she runs weekly. So shout out to her. She's doing really awesome work. But the takeaway from that conversation was, if you don't like it, don't do it. If you can't sit there and do a 3-hour meditation, because, like, I can't. I'm lucky if I meditate for 10 minutes a day. That's, like, on a good day. I cannot sit still for that long. So if you cannot do something like that, don't force yourself. And the same thing should be for mindset. If you are not in the mindset to do something, then don't force yourself. If you don't like it, don't do it. You're an adult. You get to do the things that bring you joy. And I really want to help you discover that. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Keeping it a little short today. And if you liked this podcast, feel free to follow me. I am Yogini Witch Libby on Instagram and TikTok. I am also on Facebook. And of course, you can always find me at yoginiwitchlibby.com. And if you have any suggestions for topics or you have any questions, you can also email me directly at yoginiwitchlibby@gmail.com. And of course, all of that is linked below. I also would like to just say that the background music at the beginning is by Star Fury. Check them out on SoundCloud. And I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.